Chapter 2. The next section is verse 1 to 12, and the heading is, Paul got the Christians at Thessalonica to remember the time he visited them. Friends, do you remember the good things that happened when we came to your town? We didn't go there for nothing. But before we came to you, we told God's message to the people in Philippi. Some of those Philippi people got really cheeky to us and beat us up. After that, we came to your town, and God made us brave, so we told God's message to you too. We didn't get frightened of cheeky people that tried to stop us. You see, we only told you true things. We told you the good news so that you can believe God. We were not trying to trick you or get you to believe things that are not true. No way. You see, it was God that checked us out and sent us to tell people this message. So we only say what He wants us to say. We don't try to make people happy. We only try to make God happy. And you remember how we talked to you? We didn't say nice things about you to get you to like us. We never had any secret plan to get you to give us things. God knows this. We didn't try to get anyone to say good things about us, not you and not anyone else. Jesus made us His special workers and He sent us to you. But we didn't say, we come from Jesus Christ, so we are your bosses and you've got to do what we say. No, we didn't talk like that. We were like little kids with you. We talked easy to you. We were good to you, like a mother taking care of her kids. We loved you so much that we had to tell you the good news about Jesus. And more than that, we were willing to do anything to help you. Friends, do you remember when we were there with you? We worked to get money, and at that same time we told you the good news from God. We worked long hours, not only in the daytime, but also at night time. We worked hard to get enough money to look after ourselves. So you didn't have to give us anything. While we were with you Christians, we only did things that make God happy. We did things that are good and right. You know this, and God knows it too. And you know that we treat each one of you the way a father treats his own children. We taught you and we helped you to be brave and strong. And we told you very strongly to do things that make God happy. You see, God picks you to be in His own family, and you will be really great with Him. The next section is chapter 2, verse 13 to 16, and the heading is, People at Thessalonica believed God's message. And we always thank God, too, for the way you listened to us. We told you God's message, and you knew that it wasn't only a message from us humans. You believed that we told you words from God, and that it was God's message. And you were right. It is God's word. And if you believe in Jesus, God uses His word to help you. And friends, do you know what happened to the people in the churches in Judea country? They believed in Jesus, and their Jewish countrymen gave them a lot of trouble. And it is the same for you now. You believe in Jesus, and your countrymen give you a lot of trouble. That Jewish mob didn't want to believe God, and they made trouble for Jesus too. A long time ago, it was the Jewish mob that killed the men that told God's messages, and it was the Jewish mob that also killed our leader, Jesus. And wherever we told people about Jesus, the Jewish mob chased us out of those places. They make God angry, and they are everyone's enemies. They try to stop us telling everyone that God can save other people that are not Jewish. That Jewish mob did a lot of bad things in the past, and they are also doing these bad things now. So they make God angry, and He is going to punish them. The next section is chapter 2, verse 17 to 20, and the heading is, Paul wanted to go back and visit the Thessalonica people. Look, friends, we never wanted to leave you, mob, but we had to. But it was only for a little while, and we kept thinking about you, and we really wanted to go back to you. I, Paul, tried to go back many times, but the devil boss called Satan stopped me every time. Listen, one day our leader, Jesus, will come back and he will ask us, what people did you help? Then we will tell him about you, mob, and we will be so proud of you. We know for sure that you are trusting him, and you make us really happy. You know about athletes that run in races, don't you? After a race, the winner gets a prize. Well, just like that. After Jesus comes back, he will tell us we did a good job with you, and this will be like a prize for us.